Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. Today, we're talking with two members of the Kansas Agriculture and Rural Leadership Program, Aubrey Schaefer and Jared Preble.
Well, I'm Aubrey Schaefer. I'm from Bremen, Kansas, but Hanover Hospital sponsored me for the program. I work there as a nurse practitioner. And I was motivated to join because I enjoy learning about different areas of our state, and I like being involved in my community, and I thought it was a good opportunity to find ideas to bring back to our area and our community.
My name's Jared Preble, and I guess what motivated me to join was just see what's going on throughout the state, what all they got going, meet and kind of network with some new folks.
Aubrey described the CARL program for someone considering applying.
So CARL is a two-year program, and then we meet with each other once monthly in seminars in various parts of the state. The seminars are 2.5 days long, and they consist of speakers and leaders from the part of the state that we're visiting. We get to take tours of the agricultural and rural businesses in that area, and then we have the opportunity to listen and interact with business owners and government leaders and philanthropists from that part of the state. Each year they accept 30 participants into the program. There's like an application and interview process that you have to go through. And then at the end, seminars run from November to March. And then at the end of the first year, we get to take a tour to Washington, D.C., and we went to Gettysburg last year, which was very impressive. And then at the end of our second year, we take an international study tour, and we will be going over to Brazil this year.
What surprised Jared was the diversity across the state.
I'd say for me, biggest surprise is just kind of diversity across the state, everything that's going on just within Kansas here. Especially the first year we were really heavy out in western Kansas. The second year we'll be back more on the eastern side. But western Kansas, you know, a lot of people think it's all wheat and wind out there, but they have anything from they're growing dry edible beans in parts of the state out there, do they have precision ag? We went and toured SurePoint. And then, of course, feeding facilities for cattle, dairies. They got a lot happening.
Aubrey is more confident in being a leader just by seeing how others do it.
So I would say I'm more confident in being a leader just by seeing how other leaders in different parts of the state do it. You can emulate a lot from what you learn there. And then also, I feel like I'm more motivated just seeing what other people have tried and what's worked. It carries over into excellent motivation for my personal and professional life.
Jared gave an example on what he learned in the CARL program so far.
I'd say just from the experiences and stuff we've had, and there's several in the group that are in with economic development groups and stuff. And for a person like me, I just kind of feed off stuff like that. You know, you look at what they're doing, you bring those ideas back and gives you ideas for things you could be doing here at home.
Aubrey had a few challenges professionally and personally going through the CARL program.
So one of the biggest professional challenges, I would say, is breaking away from our current jobs and responsibilities. Everybody in this class is either a business owner, a government leader, farmers, healthcare providers, parents, we're all really highly motivated, busy individuals in our personal and professional lives. So breaking away to add something extra is definitely a little bit of a challenge, finding the time to do it, but it's definitely been worth it. And then on a personal level, I would say we're meeting a lot of new and different people and different ideas, and sometimes there's some controversial topics discussed, especially when we went on some of our government-focused seminars. So just being open to other speakers and classmates' ideas without being offended, and then also trying to develop replies and interact with them without being offensive has definitely been a little bit of a challenge.
Jared's value for the CARL program so far has been getting to network with other classmates.
Oh, for me, I mean, if I'm the smartest person in the room, it probably means I'm the only one in the room. Getting to network with the other classmates and, you know, dig into their brains, see what they know, learn from them and stuff, it's really good. I know I got a couple projects going with a few of them now, and that wouldn't have happened had I not got together with them and got to meet them.
A big thanks to Aubrey Schaefer and Jared Preble for joining in on this weekend's Public Affairs and sharing their insights on the Kansas Agriculture and Rural Leadership Program. If you would like to learn more about this program or explore how to get involved, visit carlprogram.com. If you would also like to listen to this again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.